dry this morning. For text this morning, I'd like to read from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12. It's actually the text that was from last week, and then this week's text then continues on through the rest of the chapter. And I'd like to touch on most of it, or all of it, or whatever God gives words for. So it'd be 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and beginning with verse 1 and the reading through verse 11, and reading the words in Jesus' name. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are your words. And Father, we pray this morning that we would glean from them. We pray, Father, that you would give to us the comfort and the encouragement and the strength to believe. We pray, God, that you would continue to uplift us, and that through these words, that, Father, we would enjoy your love and compassion that you have for us. So, Father, we thank you for your blessings and ask that you would speak to us this morning. For your word is truth, even as you are truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The Apostle Paul, in the time when he wrote this, was trying to tell the Christians in Corinth, who were going through a tough time. We know how it is with human nature. There are times where some would believe themselves to be better than others, or would have, in this case, would have a better gift, or would have a better understanding, or whatever the reason would be. Mankind being what he is, this happens. Not right, but it happens. So he says, concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant. I would not have you not understand. You know that the Gentiles are carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led, or as you were deceived. Because that's what it is. It is a deception. It is a deception to believe in something other than Christ. To be deceived by mankind who is very good at it. And there are times where there are people who can go through life and who you have to deal with who can be very convincing. And that is why our prayer constantly has to be, even as it says further on in this text, or in this chapter, constantly be on our toes, constantly being able to discern the spirits, to discern what it is that this person that we may be talking to, this person that we may be listening to discern that is his spirit coming from God, or is it coming from Satan? Is it coming from a self-interest, or is it coming through grace? He says, I give to you an understanding that no man speaks by the Spirit of God. And this is how it is that we recognize. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And that is, those things happened. Even today they happen. And he goes on and he says, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, looking at that a little bit further, there are people who will say that Jesus is Lord, or let me rephrase that, that they believe in Jesus. But do they consider him as being Lord? In our banner out here outside, it says Jesus is Lord. Well, what is it to be Lord? To be a Lord is to be a ruler, or is to be a instructor. That somebody has your best interest. The Lord of your life is the one that you follow. The Lord of your life is the one that you desire to please. The Lord of your life is the one who gives instructions that you believe and you walk in that path. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now he goes on and he says, now there's diversity of gifts. And it's the key, the latter part of that. There is a diversity of gifts, but by the same Spirit. So it's not just a different gift that someone may receive or someone may have that is given by anything other than God. There are differences in administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, or there's diversities of activities, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit for the common good. That's the key. For the common good of mankind. Not for what I think should be done. Not for what I think should, how things should be to go about. Not how I think, but for the common good. What is it that we do that will help the entire group? What is it that we do that would support the group? What is it that we instruct that would uplift that group? It was an old expression I remember years ago. And this was taught. This was taught. It's all about me. And that was an understanding, especially with the younger generation. It's all about me. What I want. That's most important. Oh, that is so false. That is so wrong. That is just absolutely untrue. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit for the common good. Or as the scripture says here, to profit with all, for everybody. The common good of the congregation, the common good of the country, the common good of the kingdom. That is what needs to be focused on. In this particular case, it's the common good of the Christians. That those things that are done to uplift, to strengthen, and to instruct. But only through the Spirit of God. Only through the understanding that it is God who gives all of these things. For to one person is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. You notice that as each one of these, by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning spirits. To another, many different types of tongues and interpretations of tongues. In verse 9, it says, and to another, faith by the same Spirit. Now, we have faith. I don't think there's any of us here this morning that can say that we don't. But here, in this particular case, We're talking about the spiritual gifts that people have. There are some people, and I've got to say that I admire them greatly, who have a gift of faith that is superior to just the common level, I guess maybe you might be able to say it. I don't know if I'm going to if I'm describing that properly, but it seems as though it doesn't really matter what happens. Their faith is that encouraging. And I don't like to use the word strong, nor do I like to use the word weak concerning faith. Faith comes from God. That's just the way it is. That it comes from God. So to say that my faith is weak or my faith is strong, you're categorizing what type of faith God has given you. God gives abundantly. God gives more than we need every time we need it. So we can't categorize faith in a term of being weak or strong. But we can categorize it as a gift, and as a special gift, even as every gift that is mentioned here is special. But for those who have that type of faith that you just never seem to let go, regardless of what happens in their life or what's going on in the world or whatever the circumstance may be, that faith just stays looking to God and encouraging others to do the same. Lifting others up by faith and encouraging them to continue to walk. Encouraging them continuing to not stumble, but continue to believe. That is so important. It's so important that we continue to believe. Because if we don't, there's really no other alternative. We have to continue to believe in Christ and what he has done for us. And then he says in the verse 11, but all these work that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. All of these things work together to lift up, to encourage, and to serve the kingdom of God. Now there are, one of the studies that I was reading there said that there's a lot of times there are people that will have more than one gift. That's wonderful. Sometimes people may look at their gift and say, really think that they don't have one. But the prayer should always be that when faced with a situation, and if I have the opportunity and the knowledge to be able to deal with it, then do so. Because that may be the gift that you have and you don't even recognize it. You don't even know it. There's actually classes that people can take to recognize your gifts. Well, yeah, I guess. There's questions that can be asked and, you know, kind of give you a direction that you should go. There are some that will recognize the gift that you have and encourage you to take advantage of it and to use it. Sometimes you may have a gift and not even know it, and you're using it and not even really realizing what it is or what you're doing. But you see, there's nothing impossible with God. He can make things happen. He can make things happen that you don't even know about. So we talk about this first part of this chapter talks about these gifts. But now as you get along into the second part of it, it starts going into the body, I guess, if you will, the physical body, talking about the body's not one member. If the foot shall say, because I'm not a part of the hand, or I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is therefore not. And if your ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body, as it is therefore not of the body, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing, and so on. And it just talks about this all the way down through. But the message here is that the entire body is what is used to uplift the Christians and then uplift the church. It all works together. Jesus did not separate anybody. Jesus did not separate anything. He wants us as a whole. When we come into faith, or when a person comes into faith and begins to believe, the message is not, well, you have to take this part and believe it, but the rest of it you can continue doing what you want to do. No, it doesn't work that way. When you come into faith and you recognize the salvation that your Savior has offered you, you accept it completely, and it is part of the whole. It is the whole thing. You don't just take a part of it, you take all of it. In God's kingdom, the whole thing is the whole body. It's all of it. Down on the latter part, or at the end of this particular chapter, verse 31, it says, I'm a little confused by this when it said it. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. If you take that verse as it is written, but covet, in other words, you know, I want that. And earnestly covet that. This is what I want, the best gifts. Well, the first part of this chapter talks about all of these gifts are what God has given. And the second part of it talks about the whole body. All of these gifts work together. So which one is the best? Because they're all needed. They're all part of God's kingdom. So what is it that's the best? He says, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. We sang about it in that last song. I love to tell the story. In the first part of this, chapter 13, the very first verse, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. If we don't have love, if we don't have compassionate, forgiving love towards mankind and towards our fellow believers, then these gifts, I won't say they're for naught, but you may want to stop and reorganize and examine yourselves, because that love that we have to have towards each other is that same love that Jesus had towards us. And that same love that God has, because he sent his Son. But we could say it that he sent himself in the form of his Son, because he loved us that much. He loved us so much that he died for us. And then, as he promised, on the third day, he arose again. And now we have salvation. Now we don't have to trust in ourselves. Now we don't have to work to earn our way in. Now all we need is Christ. That love that he has for us, that is the more excellent way. That love that we can show towards one another is the more excellent way. That love that we have for those who may have stumbled and may start wandering, that is the best gift. That's the gift that God wants us to portray. That's the gift that God wants us to use, each and every one of us. We should all be, I guess, focus on things that we can do well in God's kingdom, if there is something that we can do and help out. But most importantly is to love one another. To love as Jesus loved, unconditionally, and support, and show that you have a compassion and a care for the life of those who may be wandering. That's the type of love that God wants us to show forth. And that's the type of love that he wants us to have as we live this life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, now we ask that you would bless us and keep us, that you would make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, that you would lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.